It's the end of the month, the end of the week, and the start of a new day of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, three suspicious letters. One was sent to President Obama. The other two were sent to New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and to an organization he founded. Initial tests on those two letters indicated they were tainted with a poison called ricin. As of yesterday afternoon, officials hadn't said whether ricin was found on the letter addressed to the White House, although they did say the letters were similar. Ricin, seriously dangerous. Even a tiny amount of it can kill someone in 2 days or less by shutting down respiratory or circulatory systems. There's no known antidote for it. You might remember a month or so ago, letters tainted with ricin were sent to the president and other officials. Authorities don't think there's a connection between that and the new letter sent to President Obama.
Today's shout-out goes out to Ms. Dunn's morning meeting group at Tech Prep Academy in Washington, D.C. Now, where will you find Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates? Are they on the Iberian Peninsula, Strait of Messina, Arabian Peninsula, or Horn of Africa? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Those are three of the countries that make up the Arabian Peninsula. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Health officials say that region seems to be the starting point for a dangerous new virus. In order to fight diseases, scientists need information. Right now, they don't know where this virus started. They don't know how it spread. Mary Snow explains what is known about what's becoming a medical mystery.
Hollywood movies like Contagion are sobering reminders of the real threat of deadly viruses.
So we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
Reports of a new strain of a coronavirus overseas is nowhere near the movie version of an outbreak. So far, there are no reported cases in the United States. Its name? The Middle East Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus. The World Health Organization is calling it a threat to the world.
This is a grave concern to us here internationally in WHO because there are so many unknowns around the virus, which so far has killed 55% of the confirmed cases.
Cases have been linked from the Middle East to the UK, Germany, France, and Tunisia. So far, 27 people have died, with the largest number in Saudi Arabia.
Should people be concerned about this?
People should always be concerned whenever there's an emerging infectious disease, because we don't really know. We don't have ways in which we can predict and project and appropriately prepare for some of these.
Ian Lipkin is leading a team of scientists at Columbia University to investigate the virus, which is in the same family as SARS and the common cold. Symptoms include fever and severe respiratory problems. Patients have also developed pneumonia and kidney failure. Officials have found some clusters of cases where the disease has been transmitted between family members or in a healthcare setting. Researchers are looking at whether it was initially passed from animals to humans. Health officials don't know much about how the virus spreads, but at this point, travel warnings have not been issued.
I don't think we should be concerned in terms of travel to the Middle East or to anywhere in the world right now, but to just be aware of it. Most of the cases and illnesses have been associated with the elderly and those with pre-existing or severe underlying medical conditions.
The World Health Organization is so concerned about this virus because there's no known treatment and no way to make a vaccine, not just yet. Doctors are currently working on that. In the cases that have been found in 8 countries, all have been linked to the Middle East. Mary Snow, CNN, New York.
All right, you know those terms of agreement when you sign up for a website? Facebook has one that says you will not post content that is hate speech. Now the company's increasing its efforts to get rid of hate speech. It's a response to a campaign by women's groups. The campaign targeted Facebook pages that celebrated or joked about violence against women. Facebook says it's tried to find a balance between cracking down on hateful content and allowing for freedom of expression. But a new company post says in recent days, it has become clear that our systems to identify and remove hate speech have failed to work as effectively as we would like. The company says it's going to update its guidelines for identifying hate speech and hold users more accountable for content considered cruel or insensitive. Some Facebook users thank